going to start at the same location as the gala, so 125 South College. And we'll start there, and he'll walk everybody down College Avenue and then up through Main and then back, and we'll end at the same location that we started. And there'll be also a debut of our installation that we've been working on. So an art installation is kind of like a fun, interactive piece. This year we decided to go with iridescent. So people, we put up some pieces in the park just as kind of like an experiment that we've been working on all summer. And we wanted people to be able to interact with it, kind of walk around, see the reflections. You can see the reflections of yourself or the sky or the trees or the surroundings. And then for the gala, we're going to add the entryway, it's also going to be iridescent. So yeah, we're just kind of doing a couple of different installations. The one in the park, we're going to set up in the gala location. And then also we'll have like an altarpiece or an entryway similar to what we had last year, that will also have that same iridescent plexiglass.
And I remember talking to you last year. I think you were overwhelmed and really surprised at the turnout, right? I mean, was pretty impressive. Yeah. And that, I would assume, has to really make you excited about doing this for a second year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just plan on continuing this event to grow. And so far, we've got things a little bit more under control, I think. And yeah, we just look forward to seeing a good turnout. Obviously, it's for the kids. We're going to be able to go to Chicago. We've got that visual arts scholarship that we started last year, and we'll continue with both of those things this year. So